This is a Fox News alert. A named suspect in parade shooting. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Six people are dead, at least two dozen injured, after a gunman opens fire on an Independence Day parade in Highland Park, Illinois, north of Chicago. The shooter opening fire from a rooftop, a weapon described as a high-powered rifle, has been recovered.
The suspect is currently described as a male white, approximately 18 to 20 years old, with longer black hair, a small build, and wearing a white or blue t-shirt.
Commander Chris O'Neill of the Highland Park Police, but just moments ago, the chief of police there identifying the person of interest as Robert Cremo III, saying he's considered armed and dangerous. They're still searching for him. Five of the dead are adults, the age of the sixth victim not released yet. President Biden issuing a statement saying he is shocked by the shooting and has offered the assistance of the federal law enforcement agencies. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms already trying to trace the ownership of the gun. Delivering his 4th of July message from the White House a few minutes ago, the president made only brief mention of the shooting. Several communities in the Chicago area canceling their remaining 4th of July festivities. The White Sox, after consultation with Major League Baseball, deciding to play their home game tonight, but the post-game fireworks display has been canceled. As many as 50 people have been arrested in Akron, Ohio, during a protest Monday over the police shooting of a black man during a foot pursuit last week. Jalen Walker was shot as many as 60 times. Police did not find a gun, but say they believed he'd fired at them earlier during a car chase. Police body cam video of the shooting was released on Sunday. As many police in Denmark say Sunday's shooting at a shopping mall in Copenhagen was not terrorism, but rather the random act of a lone gunman. Three people were killed in the shooting at the mall. Three others were wounded. A 22-year-old man is now in police custody. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Recapping this hour's Fox News alert, six people have been killed in suburban Chicago, shot during a July 4th parade in the city of Highland Park. At least two dozen people were also hurt. Police have now named a person of interest as 22-year-old Bobby Cremo, whom they consider to be armed and dangerous. Travel troubles continue as the holiday weekend winds down.
Millions of Americans had travel plans for this July 4th weekend, but the airlines like Delta put out warnings last week that flight interruptions were very likely, as airlines and air traffic control deal with staffing shortages and threats of stormy weather. Airline tracking website FlightAware.com as of July 4th morning showed hundreds of delays and cancellations already among domestic carriers. Today would be the day people attempt to fly home after their holiday weekend getaway. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Google says it will automatically purge information about users who visit abortion clinics, counseling, and fertility centers now that a Supreme Court decision has opened the door for states potentially to ban abortion. 13 people are still unaccounted for in northern Italy after part of a glacier broke away from a mountaintop, triggering an avalanche of ice and snow. Seven hikers are known dead. At Coney Island, Joey Chestnut retains his hot dog eating title.
The 38-year-old Chestnut came away with his 15th victory in the annual Nathan's Famous 4th of July hot dog eating contest. Chestnut downed 63 Franks and buns in 10 minutes. If you think that's a lot, it's actually much fewer than his record-setting performance of 76 one year ago. The Westfield, Indiana resident had to slow down his pace. He was wearing a surgical boot due to a leg injury. Women's world record holder Mickey Sudo consumed 40 dogs and buns for her 8th championship. Sudo missed last year's event because she was pregnant.
Fox's Bob Mortelli, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.